here we are in the field house where you started an attempt, a journey to get into the NFL. Mm-hmm. And now we walk through here today, multi-millionaire wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. What are you thinking? How do you feel right now?
It's surreal, man. It's surreal. I can remember the excitement, you know, driving all the way down from Toledo, you know, just to get the opportunity to come here and try to chase my dream, man. So I never would imagine I'd be back here after, you know, after leaving here and, you know, especially the capacity I am now, man. It's exciting stuff, and I'm excited for the future.
And you talk about going through the struggles you went through. For those unfamiliar with your story of perseverance, talk about your journey to the NFL and what's gotten you to this moment right now.
There's been so much, man. Just so many circumstances, and you know, I've been fortunate in so many different ways. You know, so I left here and I didn't get picked up anywhere. You know, I tried out for arena teams, Canadian teams, and nobody wanted to pick me up. So from there, I went and I tried out for Fourth and Long, which was a reality television show. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. Well, the winner got to go to camp with the Dallas Cowboys, and you know, as fate would have it, I ended up on the show. Felt like I did well, and then in the end, I lost. I was a runner-up, so I came extremely close again, but it didn't happen for me. And so from there, I was able to get a Canadian football contract with the Montreal Alouettes under Coach Mark Trestman, uh-huh. who is head coach of the Bears now. And, you know, just being able to go there, we won two championships, and my development as a player there was probably crucial to get to this point where I am now, because he showed me so much, man, and just, you know, learn how to be a professional. And, you know, from there, I was able to sign an NFL contract with the St. Louis Rams, but then the lockout happened.
Yep.
So after the lockout ended, they had drafted two receivers and they cut me on the first day of camp. You know, so I was on my way, honestly, back to Canada when I got claimed off waivers by the Bengals, and the rest is history.
So here we are, we're walking in the field house right now, right? Soon enough, you're going to walk out of the tunnel at First Energy Stadium in a Browns uniform to play football for the Cleveland Browns. What do you think that's going to be like?
It's going to be exciting, man. I get emotional before a game. I'm an emotional guy, man. And a lot of times I think about, you know, things that happened in the past and then, you know, where I'm at today. So I can only imagine what the first game is going to be like, you know, thinking it back to this is exactly where it started. And, you know, it's fitting that this is where I should finish.